Morning Watch. The Preparation of the Bride, Week 6. The Bride as the Corporate Warrior. Tuesday. Related Verses. Romans 8, verse 37. But in all these things, we more than conquer through Him who loved us. Romans 12, verse 5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Revelation 19, verses 7 to 9. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. Ephesians 5, verses 2 and 8. Verse 2. And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Verse 8. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Related reading. Dear saints, when that day comes, all who are strong in themselves will be disqualified. Those who are counted as overcomers will be the weaker ones, the ones who wept with tears, saying, Lord, I cannot make it. Thank you for releasing all these high peak truths, unveiling to us what we should be. We should be in the Holy of Holies, living within the veil. We should be in oneness with you. You are our dwelling place, and we are your dweller. I want to attain to this, but I cannot do anything. I am just a little one, a feeble one. Such weaker ones who depend on the Lord will be counted worthy to be the overcomers. There being two armies indicates that the country girl was not alone. An army indicates the principle of the body. We should humble ourselves and admit that we are nothing. Instead of worrying, we should change our feeling to praise. We can say, Praise you, Lord. What a joy that I cannot do anything. What a joy that you do everything and have done everything for me. Right away, we will have plaited hair and strings of jewels around our neck, that is, submission and obedience to the Lord. We will no longer be stiff-necked. In Revelation 3, verse 8, the Lord said that those in Philadelphia had, quote, a little power, end quote. He admired their absoluteness and faithfulness to do what they could. He is still calling for overcomers. If we say, Lord, I can't overcome, the Lord will say, My child, whatever you cannot do, I will do for you. I resist the proud, but I give grace to the humble. This is the principle of two armies, Mahanaim, dancing. Remember that these two armies were composed of Jacob's wives and children. Eventually, none of them fought against Esau. It was God who fought Esau by changing his attitude. Genesis 32 is a history of Mahanaim. Today, we are the reality of God's armies, Mahanaim. Shulamite is the feminine form of Solomon, indicating that now the overcomers have become the same as Christ. The Shulamite was a country girl. Now, as a counterpart of Solomon, she has become the same as Solomon in life, in nature, in expression, and in function for the carrying out of God's economy. In these four things, life, nature, expression, and function, we become the same as God in Christ, but not in their Godhead. To say that we are the same as God in his Godhead is a great blasphemy. But if we say that we cannot be the same as God in life, nature, expression, and function, this is unbelief. The phrases in Christ and in the Lord are used repeatedly in the New Testament. In the Lord, we are able to do all things. Surely, our God is more qualified than Solomon. He is able to make us the same as he is in his life, in his nature, in his expression, and in his function to carry out his economy. This signifies that the overcomers were sinners. Now, in the maturity of Christ's life, they have become the same as Christ in life, in nature, in expression, and in function for the accomplishment of God's eternal economy. In the last two chapters of the Bible, a city is presented to us. This city is the consummation of the entire Bible. In this city, we can find all the types, figures, and prophecies in the Old Testament, and all the realities in the New Testament. This city is the aggregate of all the visions and revelations in God's Word. The primary thing is that the Almighty King, the Almighty Solomon, wants to be one with his people, signified by a country girl. He does this not by coercing, but by the personal and affectionate way of courting. Who could imagine that God wanted to contact his chosen people just like a man courting a lovely lady? This is how the Bible ends, with a couple in a marriage life, the New Jerusalem.